And I thank God I'm alone. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel struck a weapons research center in Tehran overnight, while BBC's Dan Johnson reports Iran targeted southern Israel.
We know that missiles were fired from Iran towards the Negev region of Israel early this morning, and at least one of those missiles has got through and has hit a technology park in Beersheba, the sort of place that there are offices for Microsoft and other international companies. There are fires burning there. We've seen some video from the scene that shows a number of fires on the ground being tackled by firefighters.
President Trump says he'll decide in 2 weeks about using the U.S. military to help Israel eliminate Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, foreign ministers from Britain, Germany, and France will meet in Geneva with Iranian representatives today.
Not at the table is either the United States or Israel, which is why there is a question as to how far these talks can go. Yesterday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with his British counterpart, David Lammy, at the White House. Lammy is expected to convey in Geneva that a previously made U.S. diplomatic proposal still stands. Olivia Gazis, CBS News, Washington.
A three-judge federal appeals court last night unanimously allowed President Trump to control National Guard troops in Los Angeles, despite objections from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us issues remain.
The real question is what's going to happen next, because things very much have calmed down in Los Angeles. So I don't think the National Guard will be leaving, but the question is whether they are justified in staying indefinitely while ICE agents do their raids.
Get ready for the heat. It is coming to millions of us, and meteorologist Craig Allen says it's going to stay a while.
The problem I see with this is it's a large heat dome that's going to go right on into next week from the Midwest to the East Coast. So in other words, it's going to be a prolonged event, and there will be sunny days with limited rainfall, high levels of humidity. There will be very little cooling during the nighttime hours.
Some members of the LGBT community are speaking out against cuts to a specialized federal suicide prevention phone service. Hannah Wesolowski is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
The specialized line provides compassionate, responsive services with highly trained counselors. And in many cases, it's counselors who have walked that same path, who have those shared experiences.
The Pacers beat the Thunder 108-91 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
The magic carpet ride for the Pacers is not over. They'll play for an NBA title on Sunday night in Game 7.
The call on ESPN. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Every morning, we rise and shine. Make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A woman is suing her former employer in North Carolina after a manager allegedly taunted her with a Chucky doll.
Deborah Jones says when she started a job at Truist Bank in Rocky Mount last year, she disclosed she had depression and anxiety and a fear of dolls. She claims a manager placed a Chucky doll from the Child's Play horror movies in her office chair to scare her.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Jones says she suffered post-traumatic stress disorder and was on medical leave for 2 months. She's alleging discrimination and retaliation based on her disabilities. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Two men who were struck by lightning on a Colorado peak were flown to safety in what is believed to be the highest helicopter rescue on record there. The unnamed men from New York State on a road trip decided to climb Torrey's Peak yesterday and were struck on the summit at 14,200 feet. One remains hospitalized in fair condition. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
Come along. Hands clutching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf.
Riding.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. Another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
It's
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Come on. someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. No, won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, they love me.
Paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough, so come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Our world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Paper doll world, living 80s. Local news.
the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my
to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks whether the U.S. will carry out a strike on Iran. It'll depend, he says, on whether Tehran is willing to give up on nukes. His spokeswoman, Caroline Levitt.
It is a fact, and the United States government maintains this fact, that Iran has never been closer to obtaining a nuclear weapon.
A federal appeals court's given the go-ahead for the president to maintain control over National Guard troops in L.A. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The real question is what's going to happen next, because things very much have calmed down in Los Angeles.
A potentially record-breaking heat wave is spreading out from Midwest to East. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
The problem I see with this is it's a large heat dome that's going to go right on into next week from the Midwest to the East Coast. So in other words, it's going to be a prolonged event.
Heat index expected to climb to 102 in Washington, D.C. Sunday. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rose.